The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Season starts tomorrow, live on Sky Sports. Don't know about you, but I can't wait. Well, on this podcast, we're going to finish our preview to the 2022 season. Nia Jones has returned to Celtic Dragons as captain, and I've been speaking to her about how she developed her love for the game.
I went to a really tiny primary school out in the countryside in North Wales. There was only 60 students in the whole school, and thankfully they started a little netball club after school, and my elder sister went along, so I followed her there, and it was just from there, really. And it wasn't just netball, it was any sort of invasion game that involved a ball, really. And I'm still the same now. Netball just happens to be, you know, growing and growing in professionalism, and that's the wave I'm riding at the minute, really. But I do love the game. You know, I'm a massive advocate for it, you know, for girls and boys of all ages, because it's just the ultimate team game. You know, nobody can do it on their own. You need to move it to all 3/3. Every 3 seconds, you need your mate on hand. So I honestly believe it is one of the ultimate team sports.
What were those early years like for you?
Really enjoyable, actually. And the pathway with Welsh netball has come on a lot since I was coming through it. If anything, it was a little bit more... I'm a bit out of breath here walking to work, apologise, but it's the Welsh Hills I'm walking over.
No, you've just come back from the gym, thank you very much.
Yeah. No, like, it was a little bit more cutthroat. Like, you had to perform on the one-off weekend that there were selectors there. You know, I got selected to my school team for my county, which was Flintshire, and then North East Wales, and it was like the all-or-nothing weekend into counties where all the counties played each other at under-14s level, and, you know, there were two or three selectors there trying to watch probably 200-300 girls, and thankfully I got a letter invitation to come down to Sport Wales for a weekend, you know, put through our paces at fitness testing and loads of match play, and that was really my first taste of the international scene, and I just absolutely loved it. And then been fortunate enough that I think I caught the little bug then. But it's funny, actually, because as I was coming through, I still remember as an under-19, under-21 player, we were still having those savage weekend-long trials. And then when Melissa got appointed as the senior coach, she stood on the doorway of one of those trials just with a pack of wet wipes and was handing any girl who dared rock up to Wales International Trials with a face full of makeup on and makeup wipes to take it off. So I think that just, like, stripped it all down for us. You know, it doesn't matter what you look like, you shouldn't care about any, you know, sort of vanity. It's put your skills out on the court, and if we like what we see, then you get far. So
I just need to thank you personally for doing Balls podcast with you and Beth.
Did you enjoy that?
It's still on iTunes if you haven't heard it, so shameless plug, get downloading.
Thank you, Andy, I appreciate that. Yeah, Beth's got a new high-flying job now with ITV. Am I allowed to plug another broadcaster?
You
under
can
the netball
indeed.
Show? Sorry, she works for ITV now, so she's not actually allowed to do some Mickey Mouse podcast ranting about netball with me. But no, it was fun. You and my mum clearly enjoyed it. Not sure if there's any other listeners, but I appreciate it, Andy. Thank you.
Well, the good thing was, it was like Fawlty Towers. There was only a few episodes, but each one was utter perfection.
Quality, not quantity, in it. It's like my height.
Nia's returning to Dragons as captain. Remember, fan packages are available online, CelticDragonsNetball.com. Rhino's Bree Greason has been speaking to their YouTube, and she realises the importance that home fans will bring in 2022.
Bree, how's pre-season going?
Yeah, it's going really well. I feel like it's been going on for ages now. I feel like that's always the case with pre-season, but we're just ready to get going at this point.
Just been a long time, doesn't it, since that first session October. What can you see the differences in the team?
I think it's easier as well for us England girls because we're in and out of the environment, so when we come back we see like the massive growths in fitness, skill level improvements all around. So it's just, yeah, it's enjoyable to like kind of miss 1 week and then come back and be like, okay, we stepped up, like we need to step up again. But yeah, we're ready to go.
When we spoke about when you signed about it's the core group of players from last year, but some new additions coming in, is that works, that new group that's coming along with the core that we had last year?
Yeah, no, the new girls are amazing. I knew most of them, a few I didn't, but I'm so glad I do now. It would be weird almost not to know them anymore. They've just slotted in, and I actually forget that they weren't here. We talk about stuff and we're like, oh yeah, you actually weren't here. That's how well they've been in.
For fans wanting a bit of an insight into the pre-season, what kind of things do you do on a weekly basis as you build up to the season?
Yeah, so we're a pretty full-time programme, so we're in every day at the moment apart from Saturdays, whether that be weights, on court, conditioning sessions, different days like that. So we're pretty hectic, but it keeps us busy, it keeps us fit. And I think that was something we really excelled with last year. Like, we'd been such we'd just been put together in such a short period of time that when we played, you didn't realise it. And I think that's because of that daily contact time. I know it's different for other clubs, but I'm really grateful for the programme that we do have here.
And you've got some behind closed doors pre-season games. How important is that to get those pre-season games in?
Yeah, definitely. We've had a few already, which are really good, to get a run out against some of the girls in the league and some of the teams there. But to get to play the men, it's completely different. The athleticism, the physicality, the skill level, it's just completely different. So it'll be really good to get against them this weekend.
The last game you played was Loughborough in the pre-season game, and you won that. Oh no, sorry, it was the men's, wasn't it? You played in the last game. So you played the men's and Loughborough in your last pre-season games. Can you even see the progress from that?
Yeah, those exactly. Games? And I think if you look at the other pre-season games we've had, we kind of felt a bit lost, like a bit sluggish. And then we go fast forward to the men's game and the Loughborough Lightning game, and we were just back on top form, and it was just the boost that we needed. And I feel like we came into training re-energised, ready to rework and just push on, so it'll be nice to see it actually back out on court again.
And finally, the tickets for our matches are now on sale. What's that going to be like to have home fans?
I'm so excited. I think it's amazing that we're getting around Yorkshire, but I'm obviously a bit biased and super excited for the Leeds games being from Leeds. I think it's just incredible to think about playing in the First Direct Arena. I can't stop telling people. So yeah, I just hope the crowd's filled and we can hear you guys cheering for us.
You've played in front of a Yorkshire crowd before, not many here will have done. What can you expect? What is a Yorkshire crowd like?
Yeah, so I've been at a few teams all around the country, and nothing beats a Yorkshire crowd. They just get so involved, they're loud, you can hear them constantly. So I think it'll just make a massive difference for our game, and I think a lot of the girls will be shocked.
Over at Lightning, Nat Panagari will be spending her sixth season as captain.
It kind of just creeps up on you, I think. You know, when you kind of have your off-season downtime and then obviously the Roses schedule starts, I think you're just so busy and you're focused on international duties and things like that, that all of a sudden it does kind of pop up. I think that's what we all really enjoy. We love training. We love getting excited for the seasons that are happening. So I just can't wait to step on the court on Saturday. I can't believe it's finally here. I think that kind of familiarity that we're going to have from last season is going to really help. I think everyone does kind of start maybe a little bit frantic, a bit nervous. That's what happens. I think at start of season, you can't start where you want to finish. You want to grow into it. So, but hopefully it'll be a good game on Saturday. I think it'll be a very physical one. I think it'll be a really good match.
That captaincy again is a bit of an honour, but you're a special team anyway.
Yeah, I think... obviously, it's an absolute privilege. I've just been saying about the captain role, but I think it's just you've got to always push yourself, not just kind of on the court, but off the court. And I think we get on so well here at Loughborough, and we've definitely got that great bond.
Great news for Team Bath fans, as Imo Allegan has been named as their captain for 2022.
I'm so excited. The squad have been going through pre-season and we've been getting closer and closer, but the fact that it's this weekend just really brought this week into quite a good one for the team. We're really excited. Definitely a bit of nerves. I think we know what we can do, but you just never know on the weekend. So a bit nervous, but more excitement. I'm really honoured to be able to captain the side. It was such a shock when Anna asked me, but I'm really looking forward to being able to put out a performance that I'm happy with and kind of lead by example. We've got quite a few leaders in the team, so we're all kind of going to come together, take responsibility. It's not all on my shoulders per se, but yeah, I think definitely kind of lead by example and hopefully do whatever the teammates want, and we can come together on that.
We heard from Melissa Bessel a few weeks ago here on a podcast where she said she's looking forward to the season and the experience that her side will bring.
It's great. I mean, you know, firstly, re-signing Liana back again is, you know, for me, that's a massive big hands up. And then knowing that I had Kat, it was all about making sure that I connected the dots to ensure that the rest of the team was going to just be, I don't know, I can't explain it. I'm so excited about this team because it's really not what I expected, to be quite honest. I sort of handpicked it and, you know, I got my dream of doing that. So I'm over the moon now. I've had some very, very sleepless nights, I'm telling you now, over in New Zealand. But yeah.
Some of the others coming into the side as well include the likes of Michelle Drain and Katie Harris. And I would suppose that sometimes those experienced players just need a change to keep themselves fresh.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you look at the likes of, you know, Summer Atman and Katie Harris and Michelle Drain, you know, like, I've got such experience there. And I think that's really what I was looking for this year. You know, like, for me, it was about really bringing experience with some youth and really making sure that I could try and get that full package. And I think I've done that. I've got the nucleus of, you know, like my seven, which is really great. But to bring in five newbies, it just brings and changes the whole dynamics of what I already have.
Liana will once again captain the side, and she's been speaking to the BBC's Nikki Price.
Very excited. Nice to see family and friends again and sponsors. It's been a very long time in between. And I think it's just the start of the season. So just seeing new sponsors, new people that we haven't seen before, and just reconnecting with those that were here 2-3 years ago. So, no, it's been very exciting.
And, of course, reconnecting with players that you've played with before, some new players in the squad as well. How are things shaping up?
Yeah, no, very exciting. I think having Kat in the mix has been awesome. She just brings that leadership, that poise. She's just an amazing player altogether. And then we've got a few youngsters with Alicia and Nick coming in and Michelle. So, no, lots of different faces and an exciting team. And just very, like, it's a different mix, but it works really well. So, no, very excited about the season.
You've started playing some friendly matches. Yeah. The season is just around the corner. Is everybody raring to go for the first match?
Not quite. I think there's still, like, you always want time. We've got 4 more trainings to implement some new stuff and fix what we need to fix. But, yeah, time is going to be ticking and we just can't wait for the season opener.
How strange was it last season? Because this is the first time I've seen you in person for a very long time. The fans haven't been able to watch the team in person, just online. How strange was it last season?
It was crazy. So surreal, so different. I think you're so used to having a crowd, like the warmth that they bring into the arena, the excitement, the cheers. They give you that lift when you need it. So with not having it, it was very strange. We had, I think, like fake fans in the background and it was just like noise. So it'll be exciting to see our families and friends in the stadium for once and like being able to play for them.
And there were so many rules, weren't there? And to stick to, bubbles to stick to. I'm guessing that some of that will still be in place for this year.
Yeah, definitely. The COVID protocols are still in place just to keep us safe and for us to be allowed to play the Super League. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that we can still play, but there are always lots of bumps in the way. But to be able to play netball is huge, especially in this time.
And we're used to a New Zealand contingent here at the Seven Stars. Now Kat has joined as well. So what's she brought to things so far?
Oh, I just think her leadership, her knowledge of the game, and just her excitement and flair that she brings to the court. She hasn't played in a long time, and I think for her it's just getting back out on the court and just enjoying it, remembering why she plays. And I think just for our whole team in general, it's just huge excitement around us because you don't know where that ball's going to come and you've got to keep your head up. And, yeah, I think just the netball, the brand she plays is awesome to watch and will be exciting for people to come and watch.
And for you, you've been involved in the England Roses as well. Yeah. What's that been like? You've been sort of coaching from afar, haven't you, with the Quad Series?
Yeah, it's been exciting. I think challenging with COVID, not being able to be in the bubble for Quad Series. But I just love the role. I think just being my little piece of coaching with them. It's not too overwhelming. I can still coach and play at the same time, but I'm really enjoying the environment.
And what are your hopes then looking ahead to the season? Is it too early to say for the Seven Stars? We always like predictions, of course, don't we? But what are your hopes at this stage?
Yeah, I think last year we were very ambitious and early. I think we've just got to settle into the team that we have. So many new faces, so it's just building combinations and connections. So we'll just hit the first weekend and see how we go and then just take each step as it comes.
Nikki also spoke to Kat Tuiveti, who'll return to the Super League for 2022.
It's been a whirlwind. Ever since we got here, I went straight into netball training and trying to adjust to being here without my husband, which I think is the biggest adjustment we've had to make. Melissa mentioned the nanny, who was actually my niece. She's my eldest sister's daughter, who has flown over from New Zealand specifically to help me. And, you know, when I agreed to play, I said that I needed to make sure that my motherly duties came first always, so that I can give everything I have to this team, and to have family help me look after my own little family was the only way we could get through this. So she's here doing that for me, so I need to help her adjust to my crazy children. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind, but I'm really excited to be here.
So introduce us to your children, because they're here with you as well.
Yes, they are. So I've got a two-year-old, Sebastian, and we call him Bash or Bashy. And I've got a little boy, Leonardo, but we call him Leo, and he is 6 months. So they are quite small. They are quite crazy. And I think they've forgotten about me already, because they love all their little Seven Stars aunties. And yeah, it's really cool. They've taken quite well to my children, which is nice. I come from a big family, so that's really important to me.
You're living in a Seven Stars house. In terms of settling down and getting to know the area and just feeling at home here, you're all living together. You're living with the coach, which, how's that going?
Look, I've known her for years. She is the main and only reason that I agreed to put my netball shoes back on. She asked me. I laughed at her. I thought she was joking. And then I thought, you know what? This is a challenge. Of everything in my career, I've always done things the hard way. Nobody understood why I was doing it. But it's because of her that I did it, because we have such a long history together. And yeah, I want to do this for her. So it's not as strange as it sounds. We are technically family. I've been around for many years and we know each other very well. So
how long is it since you've played competitive netball?
I have actually played in the VNSL, and I played for the Strathclyde Sirens in 2019 before I got pregnant with Sebastian, and that was the very last time I did anything netball related. So when I landed here and did my first netball training, it's been quite hard to do netball specific training. I've been living in Italy, so there's no facilities, there's no netball hoop.
Do they know what netball is
there? I have no idea what netball is, and I lie through my teeth and tell everyone I'm so tall I play basketball, because I try and avoid the conversation, and I hope that they don't ask me to elaborate, because I don't know enough about basketball to lie for too long. But it's been really hard to prepare for netball. So my first training absolutely ruined me. I've been training, but the netball specific stuff, netballers will know how painful that can be on the body. So I felt borderline paralyzed for the following day, but I got through it, and I'm really happy to be back out there and part of a team again.
And what's it like, you know, linking up with some players actually who have played together for a few seasons? What's it like sort of fitting into that?
It's exciting for me. I love things like that. I love being able to adapt to a brand new situation, brand new sponsors, brand new coach, brand new teammates. Like, all of that kind of excites me. I love things that are a little bit outside of your comfort zone and scare you a little bit. That's what excites me quite a lot about doing this stuff. But we're adjusting well. I think they're adjusting to me as well, and I guess my language and the way that I play the game. And so the whole thing is a massive challenge for everybody, but that's what makes this so unique.
And in terms of the Super League itself, you played for the Sirens for part of a season. Here you are with the Stars. What do you make of the strength of the league at the moment?
I've watched it quite closely. I think to get through the whole COVID situation the way that we did was really good for the game on a whole. I've been fortunate enough to play in New Zealand for a number of years, too many years, some would say. I've played in Australia for a year as well, and I've played here. So I can tell the huge difference between our side of the world versus here. Netball is moving in the right direction. It's really exciting. So to have netball on the screens at a time where everyone was stuck in their houses all over the world was, I think, a really good step for England netball, and kudos to them. They made everyone sit up and say, oh, okay, well, we're stuck in the house, what's on TV? Boom, netball's in your face. So it's beautiful, and it's on its way, and it's great for women in this country.
Yeah, and you've got two arenas to get to know, in Worcester and in Gloucester as well. The fans will be so looking forward to coming back. It's been a long time since they've seen the Seven Stars. Are you ready for the passion of the fans here?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they're ready for us. I think we're going to bring something completely different to this game. We are
a very diverse group of netball players and we have very different styles. So to bring that together, I think, is something a little bit challenging at the moment, but will be exciting to watch. So just like Melissa said, we want all types of sporting fans to come and pick netball to watch because we're going to be exciting.
And of course, you've been training with the Knights men as well. Yes. Melissa was mentioning the men there, and that's another aspect of training, adding something different.
We do it a lot in New Zealand. We've used the men a lot to prepare for netball games. They are fitter, faster, stronger. Whether we like to admit it or not, they are a fierce competitor all over the court. So we use them quite a bit. So it's really nice to actually see the caliber of men's players on this side of the world. I know they are aware of how well we have pushed the men's game in our country, in New Zealand. We have had men versus the Silver Ferns televised, which is a great step for us on our side. So it's great that they're getting the recognition they deserve, because over here they have been used a lot over the years to prepare the women's traditional game. So it was awesome to get a hit out against them. They nearly got us. They still got that sass and that flair that I miss from all my friends in New Zealand too. So it was awesome. They're great for us.
And the opening weekend is two matches at the arena in Birmingham. A tough weekend, actually. Manchester Thunder, the second match in the first weekend.
Yeah, we've got Surrey Storm first. They're our first hurdle, and then Manchester Thunder the second day. It's not going to be easy, but that's what we're here for. We're here for the stuff that's going to push us to be really uncomfortable to play. So it's going to be a tough weekend. Not only is it two in a row, but they're two really hard teams, but it's not impossible, and it's happening to all of us. We all have a doubleheader. We can't really complain about how tired we are. It's not going to stop me from complaining. I feel 1,000 years old at the moment, but it's exciting. The not knowing how it's going to turn out is actually really exciting, and trying to get all the girls on side to be like, look, you know, things aren't going to be right all the time. They have to fail at some point. It's how we come back from stuff like that. So, yeah, just changing a bit of a mindset here, I think, is a big part of our preparation too.
And I also asked Melissa what her aims were for Stars.
It's to win. I'm not scared of saying that, because I'm a high-performance coach and that's what I expect. So I want to win. That's it. That's my goal.
Lots more to come throughout the season. Remember, skysports.com/netball on how you can watch the opening weekend. And just want to end with the news that Lindsay Gallagher won't be part of Siren setup for 2022. Really disappointing there. We do wish her all the best. So that means that Sarah McPhail moves into the squad and Keris Cairns joins as a training partner. Lots more information online, thenetballshow.co.uk. If there's news and information at your club, you can send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter. Or something a bit longer, info@thenetballshow.co.uk. 2022 season is finally here.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.